It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The White House doctor, Dr. Ronny Jackson, announced yesterday that President Trump's stamina and called his overall health excellent, stipulating he was overweight and needed to eat better. He also revealed he performed a cognitive test of Trump at the president's request, and the doctor said he had no concerns. The doc did a screening assessment for cognitive impairment and said the president delivered a perfect score, absolutely no cognitive mental issues whatsoever. He's very sharp. The doctor was asked if mental screening was recommended. He said, I had absolutely no concerns about his cognitive ability or his, you know, his neurological function, so I was not going to do a cognitive exam. I had no intention of doing one. The only reason we did is, plain and simple, the president asked me to do it.
It'll be interesting. There's a girther movement out there now.
What do you mean?
People aren't sure if they believe what the doctors are reporting.
Oh, like the birther movement, but
yeah.
Girther?
Girther. They want to know his actual stuff. They're questioning his height and his weight.
Oh, so. I know. I heard the freaking clip of all the reporters asking their questions. It was nuts.
Well, why is it nuts? Because he always says he eats that stuff. It's like,
well, I know, but it was just so intense. Like, it's just a little bit insane. Like, just how much they cared for, like, it was, like, nuts, like, 49 minutes straight, just asking all these weird questions about, like, whoa, are you sure he doesn't eat too much KFC? It's just, like, crazy. okay, so we got to talk about this, too. I know I keep these feelings to myself, like I don't need nobody else, but you're not the only one on my mind. Chainsmokers DJ Alex Paul should have been honest. He was caught cheating by his girlfriend of 4 years, Tori Wood. Tori posted a video yesterday of Alex kissing another woman to her Instagram stories. The surveillance camera footage shows Alex making out with a blonde woman and grabbing her butt with both hands. Tori captioned the video, damn, why didn't you grab me like that? No, I'm kidding. She captioned the video with, they'll look you in the eyes and tell you they love you, then destroy you without a second thought. Apparently, this isn't the first time he's cheated on her. Plus, he hasn't even apologized. What a dog. Will Ferrell made an appearance as Ron Burgundy to ask tennis champion Roger Federer hilarious questions in front of a crowd at the Australian Open yesterday.
Quick question, Roger. You're 36 years old. You seem ageless. Are you a witch or a vampire?
Which one's better?
Probably a vampire. There's a rumor in the men's locker room that you love coming to play down here in Melbourne, and your secret to fitness is you only eat wombat meat.
That is hilarious and amazing. Singer Seal is under criminal investigation for sexual battery just 1 week after he posted a video encouraging sexual abuse victims to come forward. Actress Tracy Birdsall tells TMZ that she and Seal were neighbors in Los Angeles in the fall of 2016. She says the two developed a close friendship until an incident at his home. Tracy says she was in Seal's kitchen to retrieve a salad spinner she'd lent him when all of a sudden he lunged at her. Seal denies any wrongdoing.
Hey, can I borrow that salad spinner?
Camila Cabello answered some fun rapid-fire questions yesterday.
If you were not a singer, what would you be doing?
Probably college.
Favorite junk food?
French fries.
Last movie you watched?
Coco. So good!
Gymnast Michaela Maroney was the first to speak out about being sexually abused by USA Gymnastics ex-team Dr. Lori Nasser. She faces a $100,000 fine if she violates the non-disclosure agreement with USA Gymnastics and addresses Nasser in his sentencing. That's where model and host of Lip Sync Battle Chrissy Teigen comes into the story. So she offered to pay her fine if the gymnast decided to break the contract and talk. And then last night, USA Gymnastics said that they will not seek retribution if Michaela Maroney speaks out or shares a statement regarding her sexual abuse from a former team Dr. Larry Nassar, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. She needs to be able to speak out and say what she wants to say.
Totally. O.J. Simpson prosecutor Marcia Clark told Extra that she is surprised people treat O.J. Simpson like a celebrity.
I don't understand. He's, at this point, he's famous for killing people and getting off. Really? You want this man's autograph? I just hope he doesn't hurt anyone else.
Yesterday, E! News reported on Kim Kardashian West and her husband Kanye welcoming a baby girl via surrogate. If you don't know why Kim and Kanye chose to use a surrogate to have another child, here's the explanation from E! News.
The couple used a surrogate to carry their newest addition due to Kim's placenta accreta, making a third pregnancy potentially life-threatening.
Capitol Records CEO Steve Barnett was asked about Katy Perry and the disappointing sales of her last album, Witness. He said the four-year gap between Perry's third and fourth albums have damaged fans' engagement with the star. He said, and so you sit down and you have tough conversations with her and management. As successful as you've been, you learn. Personally, I've learned more from our mistakes than our successes, and I believe our artists are in the same category as that. Perry will make her debut as judge on American Idol in March, and Barnett said she'd already started to plot a musical comeback. He said she has a plan, and we have a plan, and I feel good about it. Really? Well, good, because we don't, Steve Barnett. We don't feel good about it. That's the garbage.
Speak for yourself.